The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Of rising crime rates. This is thanks to an analysis, or revealed thanks to an analysis done by the Irish Independent looking at official crime figures. I'm joined on the line by Pat Murray, who is former detective inspector and senior investigating officer and author, and Mark O'Mara, president of the Garda Representative Organisation. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Pat, can I start with you? These figures, there is an interesting spectrum of crimes that the Independent has looked into. It seems that while murder rates remain relatively consistent, things like public order offences, things like trespass offences, things like vandalism, all on the increase.
And I'm not surprised, but when you look at it, why are these, like, figures are figures, and they can, let's say, may not represent exactly what's happening out there. And just to give you an example, let's say sexual offences, and I know they don't come into this, but you often have historic crimes that have been investigated, and you may have quite a number of injured parties, and they go on to the system as part of the historical investigation, but it pushes up the, let's say, sexual offences for that year, where in effect they are historical offences, and there hasn't been maybe a rise in sexual offences in that year specific, but the figures are distorted because of the historical nature of maybe an investigation. I would also look at the thefts and the criminal damage, and we have seen a rise in, let's say, far right activity, especially at these centres where refugees are to be housed, where they're being damaged. You have, let's say, not just the ones that are reported in the papers, but there have been quite a number of incidences around the country, and they're all being reported. I would also, in respect of theft, you have insurance companies will require retailers to report every crime to the guards, because you will find now that retailers are making more claims to the insurance companies because of these thefts. So you will see an increase in thefts, which were probably always going on, but they're only now being recorded because the retailer is going to make a claim against the insurance company. So you have maybe different elements to the effect of why crime is going up, or appears to be going up. But you also look at today in the paper where the guards arrested 23 people for burglary offences and whatever, and have them before the courts now soon. So that they are active trying to nail these people, you know, to obviously, if they have the burglars locked up, they won't be able to commit crime. So figures should come down. Now, in respect to burglaries as well, I know in my time there, like if your shed was broken into, it was recorded as a burglary. So you might have 20 sheds broken into in one night, maybe someplace, and they all go down as burglaries. But in the public's mind, because a burglary, someone has got into my house, where it may not be necessarily a burglary in that context, but it still adds to the figures. So, you know, figures are figures, but they have to be analysed and broken down, let's say, to see exactly what's happening. But the guards are making an effort to, let's say, identify these people. And I think just in the paper this morning, that 23 people they arrested, which, and these people are going to go before the court charged with thefts and criminal damage and handling stolen property and all that.
Indeed, which is all well and good, but 23 is very small by comparison with the scale of the reported thefts, even if you account for increasing in the figures for the kind of reports that you're describing, where retailers may be reporting more than they were, or where you have sheds counting as burglaries. Mark O'Mara, just to bring you in on that issue of the quantity of thefts, we're looking at a rise of 12% in reported thefts, 74,000 last year, highest figure since 2015.
Yeah, I mean, Anton, morning. I suppose we haven't got full access to the figures. It's breaking over the last 24 hours, I suppose, and some of those may be operational issues. But yes, there's a clear increase in the headline crimes, and as Pat identified there. But just in relation to classification of crimes, I mean, there's a set criteria for classification of crimes, and it's for accountability and transparency. So I couldn't comment hugely on that aspect of it, but you know, this goes back ultimately to what we have been highlighting for a considerable period of time and years, and that is the lack of resources, the lack of recruitment, and the retention of the members that we have, and the failure of government and our senior leadership team to address that issue you know, properly. I mean, we did exit interviews a little over a year ago in the GRA, and it showed that on every single occasion, those that resigned, and the numbers were very high, you know, given previous figures and statistics of retirements and resignations by young members. And every single case spoke about burnout and the increased workload and how it affected their mental health issues. So when we see the increase in figures nationally, it just supports what we have said repeatedly, and that is in relation to recruitment and retention. And we need to start really focusing, we believe, on recruitment of sworn members. And yes, we appreciate that there are recruitment campaigns and competitions for support staff, such as civilian staff and indeed Guard Reserve. But we need to look at our full-time sworn members. That's what we're calling for. So yeah, I mean, as Pat outlined, you know, figures can increase and you know, crime rates can increase due to the recording of them and the necessity for insurers who require, rather, that claimants would report those crimes. But for us, we really need to look and have a focus on recruiting of full-time members to lessen the workload and the burden on our already under-resourced numbers.
But is it your thesis, therefore, Mark, that essentially what's happening is that because there aren't enough Gardaí to investigate and arrest, the people who should be in jail are still out committing the crimes? Is that it?
What we're saying, in essence, yeah. I mean, we have to accept that. I mean, our members are, to the pin of their collar, they're working 24/7, 365. You know, this has a huge issue on morale, where people are trying to affect a policing service that they signed up for. And when they're in the job, they're realising that the resources available to them and the numbers available to them and the increased workload has an absolute detrimental effect on them. So, yeah, that is exactly what we'd be saying. We, you know, it goes back to the recruitment of sworn members and the retention through the working conditions of those already in the service.
Pat Murray, is that a view that you would hold? Just looking at the workload and the research done by The Independent has broken down the busiest sort of caseload throughput of various different stations. And they highlight Store Street in Dublin with 10,000 reported crimes last year alone. That's an increase in 10%, which is, what, 1,000 crimes. That's a huge amount of throughput for one Garda station to staff.
Yes, Anton, you have to look at the riots in Dublin, which would have led to huge reporting of criminal damage, assault, and those figures, I'm sure, added into the increase. And that was a one event. So you have to look at it from that perspective as well, that it's not a case of, you know, let's say assaults and criminal damage on a daily basis. Like, you can have events that can add to the figures going up, like which I'm sure the riots in Dublin that time, there was quite a lot of injured parties, quite a lot of thefts, quite a lot of damage, as we've seen, a lot of assaults on guards and that, you know, which I'm sure are all reported too, you know. So, but I do take the point. There is appears to be a complete lack of holding on to members within the Garda Síochána, and I don't know what they're going to do about it. Like, you know, but manpower is low, and if it's low, the people who are working have to take up the flak, and that's about it. Like, and it is leading to problems. Like, you know, well, when you heard there during the week in one particular station there near the border, where three recruits or people who had passed out had packed it in and left, you know. So I'm just saying that there is a problem, and you know, I think it's down to, you know, just as my own view, that it's down to Garda management to get the guards to spend more time on effective activities And that can only be done through, let's say, a strategy of what we did in Dundalk called Operation Scale, which targeted criminals. And, you know, so we reduced the crime up there by 45% over a 12-month period by having a strategy and in place which involved checkpoints and targeting specific criminal gangs. And it was very, very effective. And the formula is there. It's there for anyone to see. And I think it led to great morale boosting in Dundalk at the time, because we had lost two members, and the guards could see that they were part of an operation that was revealing results and catching criminals, and they were all very happy to be involved in it. But it was an effective activity against criminals and crime, and it does give the sense of purpose to the Garda member. And I would sort of advocate that type of approach in most Garda districts, like, you know. But look, manpower does seem to be an issue, and I don't know how they're going to bridge that gap, you know.
Indeed.
Unless they offer more money, you know.
Well, there's a text in that relates to exactly that, saying what we need is a good old-fashioned recession and there will be no problem with recruitment or retention. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106 on WhatsApp. Thank you to Pat Murray, former detective inspector, and to Mark O'Mara, president of the GRA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.